finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, from the studios, live on this Friday, the 2nd of March, 2007, the studios Republic Broadcasting Network. I've got some very interesting topics to talk about today. The NAIS.
February, folks. We're already a month and a half into the new.
I've got something playing in my ear, Mr. Producer. Don't look at the board like the board did it. At any rate, talking about the NAIS, and I've got a gentleman in Michigan, Greg, and I know I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Nieuwendorp, or Nieuwendorp, Nieuwendorp, I do believe it is. And we're going to be talking about, the National Animal Identification System and, your cows might get tuberculosis and, you just really need to register your premise. They're not calling it register your assets, register your property, register your livestock. No, it's just premise registration, and it's kind of fascinating, the premise registration. I'm looking at some of the numbers here. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. If you go to the website, animalid.aphis.usda.gov, don't ask me to repeat that one again, but they give you a breakdown of how many people have registered their property. I mean, this is pretty scary. A lot of people are doing this, and it's just the government. They can voluntarily participate by registering their premises with their state or tribal animal health authority. You can do this, and, you'll be safe. And what are they telling you it does? Well, it just protects you from your premises and your livelihood and reduces hardships caused by animal diseases. Outbreaks in your community, protect your access to markets, and it's just, the NAIS is just a good thing. You know, you can find your cows or your horses or whatever during a blizzard or an operation such as that. It helps with the National Identification, Animal Identification System. I mean, if somebody steals your bucking bronco or whatever, we can track it down. I don't buy that, because unless these things have transmitters in them that are really, they got a good broadcasting range. I don't see where that's going to help you too much, but it's the premises registration. That's a good thing. We're just here. We're Big Brother, and we're here to help you. Well, we'll find out from the people today exactly what's going on with that. And I appreciate Joan Vion. She's going to be with us here for just a couple of minutes. She's only got maybe like 25 minutes to spend with us, and she's got an appointment she's going to run off with. But I'm going to bring Greg and Joan Vion up at the same time. They know each other. They've been speaking with each other before. And we'll get the scoop on it, folks. So hang in there. We're going to go to break here in just a couple of seconds. We'll be back with our guest today. It's a Friday, folks. No open phone Friday. We've got information coming your way from some people that have been doing this for a very, very long time. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Got headaches?
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I was mentioning the National Agriculture Statistics Survey, the NASS, estimates. They estimate that 1.4 million livestock farms in the United States, now this is premises with more than $1,000 in annual income, and I'm looking at this chart of all 50 states here, and I'll tell you what, this ain't good. Idaho has percent of premises registered, that's all of all the farms out there, and they've got 95.6%. If you look at the low end, Mississippi's only got 4.5%, but other states, Wisconsin, I don't know how you have 108.7%, but that tells me that just about everybody's registered. Not a good thing. I've got Greg online, and also I've got Joan V on. Greg, are you there? Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, okay. Hold on 1 second. You're a little hot on me here. You're a little hot.
Little hot.
And he's pulling you down right now. And do I have Joan V on?
You should.
Okay, there you are. Okay, great. I got both of you. Greg, I didn't mean to butcher your name. It's Neuwendorp?
Neuwendorp.
Neuwendorp.
Yep, just pretend the I isn't there.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Joan.
Hi. Small world, Greg.
Yeah. You're in for it, John. We have a good time when Joan and I get together.
Well, and it's kind of fascinating. I got a call last night at on my cell. I was at home from Greg, and he and I were talking, and he didn't know me from Adam, and I really didn't know who he was. We have a mutual friend, Mr. Kozlowski, up there in Michigan, which is actually, and again, small world, it's Mary Toko's brother up there, and I got to talking with him, and the more we talked on the phone, Joan, the more we realized we had in common, and he started naming some names, and your name popped up, and he said, yeah, I've been working with this lady, and she really knows her stuff. He said, do you know her? And I said, yeah, I know Joan. I've talked to her a few times. All right, guys, Joan, I know you only have a limited amount of time, only about 20 minutes here. So I want to, with you on the front end of this, on the Agenda 21 deal, what is the thing, the big thing here with the NAIS, the National, and if I can get this thing right here, it's the Animal,
Identification System.
Yes, thank you. I was on the wrong page and I went to go look at it. Yeah,
well, you know, it's very interesting. When I was learning about sustainable development and Agenda 21, in 1995, I did not want to go to the conference in Beijing with Hillary and all of those people, which was on the, called the Fourth Women's Conference. Instead, I opted to go to the first Gorbachev State of the World Forum in San Francisco. And there, to my delight, Maurice Strong, and, of course, Mr. Gorbachev, and other key people that I would never have gotten even close to at any of the other UN conferences were there. And I could ask them key questions. And at that time, I was learning about something called family dependency ratio. I had found that term in one of the UN documents. And I didn't have a clue what it was, because they never give a definition, so I made up my own definition. And so I was asking Mr. Strong if I was correct in my definition. And family dependency ratio, very simply, is this, that the United Nations, the World Bank, the IMF, whichever of those, all of those maybe, they want to know how much of the Earth's resources every household is using. And so what they have come up with is this system whereby they can monitor how much of the Earth's resources we are using and hopefully determine how much resources we are manufacturing or, you know, we are producing. And so the family dependency ratio basically says that for every household in the world, let's take 102 North Main Street anywhere in the U.S., there are four people who live there. Mom and dad, they are producers. Baby does not produce. Grandma does not produce. And so what they want to determine is finding out how much they produce by where do they work, do they take additional educational classes, are they improving themselves, do they do different things, volunteer community things, and come up with a certain value. And then from it, subtract all of the resources that they use, the electricity, the gas, the clothing, the food, okay, and determine how much they bring in and how much they're using to determine whether or not they're adding to the Earth's resources or taking away from the Earth's resources. And so I was asking Mr. Strong if this definition that I had come up with was correct. And he said, absolutely, and much more. And he went on to talk about how what they want to do is every company has a balance sheet and an income statement. The balance sheet tells them how many assets they have, and the income statement tells them, you know, what's coming in and what's going out. So family dependency ratio basically is the income statement. But what they want to determine is a balance sheet for the world, for the Earth. Don't forget that the assumption for Agenda 21 is that the Earth is a living organism, and it is a perversion of Genesis 1, whereby man was given domination over the Earth. Now they're saying the Earth has domination over man, and you and I are messing up the Earth, And therefore, in order to protect the Earth, they need to basically control all the assets. And that includes you and me, besides the animals. And so what they're doing or attempting to do is determine how much value there is in the Earth, how many people, how much of gold, how much of oil, how much of silver, how many trees, how many forests, how many lakes, you know, how many animals, the kinds of animals, where they are, and come up with a value for the Earth.
Now,
that's at the heart of all of this.
And they plan to manage everything. And now we know the Agenda 21. We've talked a lot about that on this program. A lot of people still do not understand how sweeping Agenda 21 is. And if you would, Joan, just give me the headers on this. What are they all involved with on this Agenda 21?
If you take every facet of the world, whether it is the oceans, whether it's the atmosphere, whether it is living creatures, whether it is the manufactured assets or the just take every life processy, take everything that's living, breathing, moving, whether it's the oceans, whether it's the lakes, whether it's the land, whether, you know, the farmland, the harvesting, the grains, and basically they want to find a way to control it all. Actually, Agenda 21 is the new communism. Through environmentalism, what other marvelous, ingenious, diabolical philosophy could you find for having an excuse that most people will agree to because they're stupid, naive, dumb, and a few other things, in which some organization says, hey, we need to control this, we need to do that, we need to monitor that, and we need your help. And actually, if they don't get your help, they'll just do it without it.
You know, it's fascinating, and I know Greg knows about this. A couple of years ago, we got...
I'm biting my tongue right now, John.
Well, don't. By the way, Greg, were you raised in a fairly large family?
No.
No? I could tell, because when you sat down for dinner, you reached up on the table and grabbed before it was gone. In radio, you just jump in there. Don't bite your tongue. Just jump right on in there.
Well, Joan's got a limited time here, and I don't want to.
No,
I want her to be able to speak her piece here.
Well, and I was just going to throw in there that a couple of years ago, I got involved with the people up in Antrim County, Michigan. Folks, your left hand, and you can visualize this. Take your left hand, place it on the table. There's your convenient map of Michigan. You don't have the UP there, but if you look at your little finger thumbnail, that's about where Antrim County is in Michigan.
And by the way, that's adjacent to where I live. It's just a few miles. I'm just a few miles from the Antrim County line.
And what they tried to do up there with Agenda 21, they rolled out a brand new program. First time was tried anywhere in the country, mind you, that they were developing new wetlands procedures. And this had to deal with, if there was accumulated pond water, well, then that was protected. And then we had to put a buffer zone around that. I mean, it got really ridiculous, and they went into the county sheriffs, they went to the county commissioners. Basically, they nailed the coffin shut on this. But then I get a call here from Mr. Nieuwendorp, and now it's about cattle and testing for TB and putting in the radio identifiers in the cattle and all of that stuff. I'll allow you, Greg, when Joan jumps off here to tell the full story on that.
Will do, but it is all about the Wildlands Project, alien species, as opposed to native wild species. Go ahead.
Where am I supposed to jump in? You know, as I was listening, it is so inconceivable to the average person that. There is a communistic move for total control. That's why I named my second book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, because our hands will be tied. When they, You know, the satellite is a marvelous invention because everything is going to be monitored from space.
All right, hold on.
Put that chip in you and me.
Joan, hold on to that thought. You probably can't hear the bumper, but we've got to take this break for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back with my guests today, Joan Vion and Greg Nieuwendorp. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Joan, I know you've got to jump here in about 5 minutes or so, but at any rate, continue with what you were saying before we were rudely interrupted by that commercial break.
Well, what I was saying is that, look, most people, you know, if they don't hear about it on TV or they don't read it in the newspaper, they discount anybody telling them anything that is truth, simply because these people have not heard it on TV, which has become their first source of truth. And that is entirely incorrect. I mean, if people were to go to the United Nations website, if they were to read Agenda 21, they would be on fire like Greg and the rest of us, because this is so evil, so heinous, so anti-constitution, so anti-personal rights. It puts us into grave and great bondage in which you and I will not have any personal rights.
I would like to point out here also, like Joan said, this is a very, very grave issue. We are dealing here with the beginnings of tremendous change in this country. And what we're going to experience in our lifetimes is going to be nothing less than appalling. a good inside look at what Joan's talking about here is found in the National Geographic last spring, the issue with a polar bear on the front of it. It's got a article about the Duke of Cornwall, the Duchy of Cornwall.
Prince
Joan
Charles.
Might want to touch on that a little bit.
The Sustainable Prince.
The Sustainable Prince.
That
the Duke of Cornwall is Prince Charles.
That some people are calling the Antichrist, which I don't know. It may bear out to be true. Joan?
Yes. Well, I would say that the British royal family, well, first of all, in my opinion, and I'm writing, hopefully it will end up being a book on the rise of royalty in world affairs, which is a whole interesting subject in and of itself, but the British royal family leads the pack. And Prince Philip and Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Charles's father, along with Prince Bernard of Holland, you know, they were very instrumental in starting the World Wildlife Federation. Prince Bernard started the Bilderberger Group. When you start taking a look at the whole environmental agenda, you can trace it, track it right back to Britain, where this whole thing has really been designed and pushed and shoved. It comes from Britain itself. And when you start taking a look at all the members of the royal family or various royal families, they are all pushing and shoving. And you say, well, okay, so what's at stake here? A transfer of wealth, a major transfer of wealth. You know, in Britain right now, they are looking, the things that they're doing is so awful, so invasive to their people. They want to go in and they want to take photographs of everybody's house so they can jack up their real estate taxes.
Agenda,
I mean, you know?
Agenda 21 has cleaned out 85% of the independent livestock producers in the British Isles.
What percentage did you say?
85. And everything that's produced over there now has got to be barcoded and tagged.
Mm.
In
yeah.
Ireland, or in Wales, I believe it was Ireland, the story goes, they actually sent government agents out to shoot cattle where there was old fellas up in the hills that were not going to comply with this, their form of the NAIS, and it's important to remember this NAIS is an international program. I'll talk more about that when Joan goes off.
All right. Joan, we only have a couple of minutes left here. Joan, your website?
Womensgroup.org.
And on there, all of your information is available, all your books that you have done?
Information, videos. Let me just mention something, John. We have a brand new video out. It's 45 minutes. It is a presentation that I made to a group of Oklahoma state legislators to help them understand the global level and sustainable development. And we're making it available. It's still not on the website, but we're making it available. I'm sorry, there's a cost. To people, they can buy in quantity. They can duplicate it once they buy a certain amount, and they can give it to their legislators. All levels of legislatures need to see this video.
And what is the what is the DVD title as? I got
you. Tell you, it's a long one. You got me.
I can't remember it either, Joan. And by the way,
I've never seen it, so I can't help either one of you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get a copy of that from you, Joan.
All right, in the mail.
Okay, good deal. I'll tell you what, we're coming up here on a break. Joan, I appreciate you coming up here for just a few minutes. I know I caught you off guard. I just spot called you today, and you were nice enough to take a half hour out of your time today. But we'll let you go, and we'll reschedule you here real, real soon, and try to slow down a little bit. You can't do everything yourself.
Yeah, that's right. We're all trying to do it. Listen, Greg, I'm glad to share this radio with you. God bless you and you, John, and God bless America. Bye now.
All right. Thanks, Joan. I appreciate it very much.
Bye,
and,
Joan.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds here to break. Greg, when we come back, I want to get into the meat as to why we have you up on the program, what has been happening up there in Michigan. And as I stated before,
Their new wetlands project. It was
Wildlands project.
Yeah, the Wildlands.
It's part of Agenda 21.
But before, I was talking about a couple of years before up there in Antrim County, where it was their wetlands thing, not necessarily wildlands. This
well,
was wetlands.
Well, it's under that. It's under this Wildlands project. But go ahead.
Okay, but at any rate, we'll take the break here. We'll come back with my guest, and I'll get his name right.
Neuendorp.
Now you beat me to the punch. I was going to do it, and I was going to look like a star. Hey, hold on, Greg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resort offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resort is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let me explain for a couple of minutes here what the NAIS is. Now, this is right off of their own site. They say that the synopsis for a great opportunity is detailed following... anyhow, I'm going to skip through most of this. They give you a description of it. The description is this. The USDA initiated implementation of the National Animal Identification System, or the NAIS, in 2004. The department's first priority with the initial funding in fiscal year 2004 was to have the components of the National Premises Registration. Now, folks, that's a euphemism for property registration system in every state by July of 2005. With this accomplished, the priority has been to promote voluntary NAIS participation by focusing on the premises registration component, your property registration.
As of January 22, 2007, over 350,000 premises have been registered, or 25% of the estimated number nationwide. Funding through this announcement will be provided by two nonprofit industry organizations, 1890 historical black colleges and universities, 1994 tribal land grant colleges and universities, or tribal organizations to support the continued registration of premises through existing state and tribal premises registration systems. The NAIS is an industry state federal partnership in response to stakeholder input on the registration systems. Now, October 31 of 2006, the USDA unveiled an updated uniform educational message for all individuals. Read that is, here's your marching orders, for businesses and organizations that focuses on the benefit of the NAIS to producers. Applications for this performance-based cooperative agreement funding must include a plan for education and outreach, including effective use of existing outreach materials and resources of the cooperator. I didn't know that was a word, but that's what they said, a cooperator, and or other existing resources such as cooperative extension, national and state industry, organizations, stakeholders at all levels within a targeted geographic area defined in the applicant's proposal. It goes on, but you get the gist here. They're calling this premise registration, and what you're doing is you're signing on board with property registration and the state and federal partnership. This, they're calling it right now voluntary, but that's not going to be the case, is it, Greg?
Oh, no. It's not voluntary right now. It's important to remember here that this program that they're trying to cram down our throats requires our cooperation. They use that word, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Cooperative. And that is a big talking point when they come around. When I say they, I'm talking about the Department of Agriculture. When they come around and do their public hearings and give notification of what the decisions that they've made, their shuck and jive shows, I've sat through enough of them, their shuck and jive shows are all about trying to encourage producers to cooperate. And here's what happens when you don't cooperate. It throws the whole operation into a frazzle form because they're not expecting non-cooperation. They're counting on people just going along with us. Now, here in Michigan, our premise identification started last spring, about a year ago. I received a letter from my Department of Agriculture. Mitch Irwin is the director here in Michigan, and I was notified that I had received a premise ID number. They just sent it to me. And the reason they sent it to me, because I'm in a high-risk TB zone. There's a TB eradication program going on that's being partnered between the USDA and the Michigan Department of Agriculture. Since its inception here in this region, it has been a $100 million project for research and experimentation on testing procedures on cattle. Now, this program was created. It was conjured up so that the state could get federal money so that Michigan Extension could do and start funding programs during TB. And in order for them to find enough concentration of TB reactors, they had to section off the state. On a statewide basis, they could not find enough reactors in the cattle population. And in the wild deer population, they couldn't find enough reactors to warrant an eradication program. So what they did was that they created a zone in the region that I live, which is referred to as the tip of the mitt or the northern lower peninsula. And this is how they proceeded. And back at that time, of course, we're all very naive to this, but now we're finding out that it's all part of a much bigger plan. Fortunately, I just caught word today that in Washington, there are real severe problems with the funding whether or not Congress is going to go along with funding and continuing this eradication program. And to be frank, John, the NAIS is also in big trouble in this country because it's not ever had any enabling legislation. The program was created by the USDA partnering with the National Animal, it's the NAII, the National Animal, blah, blah, blah. I can't recall what that acronym stands for. But that organization, the NAII, I might be saying that wrong, but anyway, the NAII is a organization of corporations that make the RFID tags, produce the equipment, provide service and the training on the use of the equipment, and we're talking about some very high-tech equipment, a little handheld meter that, you know, can read the electromagnetic frequency that's given off by the RFID tag. This program was done through a corporate government partnering. That, my friend, is a definition of fascism. And that's exactly what this system is.
Now, when they say that, the tuberculosis.
Yeah.
How common is it, Greg, in the cattle industry? Now, you run a dairy farm, correct?
I do not commercially ship milk.
Okay.
I have a small closed herd of cattle. I'm a cattle breeder. I'm a line breeder. And I'm essentially creating and generating a new breed of cattle, okay? I'm creating something here on my farm that has never existed before.
Which is?
An animal that is extremely efficient on grass. I have learned through my own experience and also the experience of other men that are much wiser than I am of how to do this. And it is an interesting, fascinating experience to at this point in time in life to have tremendous growth in my understanding and knowledge of how to select for a grass efficient animal. And when we do this, we also end up developing a cow that produces a different kind of milk. It's a milk that is much more nutritious, and it is not subject to the problems associated with your bigger, larger boned animals like the Holsteins in the American dairy industry. And they're finding that there's problems with that animal because the milk it produces is of not the nutritional quality. And a lot of your health problems associated with drinking store-bought milk, your milk intolerances and so on, in humans, it's called Crohn's disease. In animals, it's called Yoni's, irritable bowel syndrome. This is coming out of our milk that's produced in this country and sold commercially in the grocery stores.
When most people, Greg, when most people think about a dairy cow, you know, for milking, whatever.
Yeah.
They think that, okay, pasteurized milk. They've got to pasteurize the milk after the cow produces it, and
mm-hmm.
you
yeah,
milk it.
It's not fit to drink as it comes from the nipple.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, we used to go to my mother's sister's place out in the country in Pennsylvania, and we used to go buy whole milk for 50 cents a gallon. We'd bring it home. My grandmother would scoop the milk fat off the top of it and make what we kids used to regard as ice cream butter because it was this really good butter. It was fluffy. She would make homemade rolls and buns, and you'd spread that stuff on there, and everybody was happy.
Yeah, it's a rough life, hey?
Yeah.
Fresh milk and fresh cream and making your own butter. It's a rough life, John.
It was terrible, and it was the best-tasting stuff, and it wasn't pasteurized. It wasn't heated to supposedly kill off the little critters that are in there. But people talk about conditioning. People were conditioned, well, it's got to be pasteurized, and it's got to be homogenized, and it's got to be this-ized and that-ized in order for it to be safe for human consumption.
Yeah.
Down here in Texas, and I'm not going to name any names, but there is an underground milk-producing element down here that people are actually going and buying whole milk.
Well, this is nationwide, and this is one of the big interesting developments here in this state is that this desire that people have to have a restored and better health and a better health profile, and they're realizing that the place to get it is right direct at the farm, and fresh milk is the centerpiece of tremendous potential for changing the health profile of the American people. And I can attest to this through my own experience. That's why this business of eradicating cattle or eradicating TB by killing off healthy cattle, when they find a reactor in the region I'm living in right now, the region that I live in, high-risk area for TB, when they come and test my cattle, they find a reactor, I lose the whole herd. They don't just take the sick animal. They're telling us that TB, that the rest of the animals in my herd are going to get it.
Well, wait a minute. It used to be if somebody, some state agency or governmental agency, they found a diseased cow or whatever, a bull, what would happen is that animal would be destroyed, and if none of the other ones showed any symptoms, they were simply quarantined and tested until they were found to be safe.
Yeah, well, see, but now with this Agenda 21 and this program for depopulation and controlling the amount of alien stock, alien animals competing against their wild animals, you want to remember something. Every state has a deer hunting program. Those deer are owned by the state. Now, if they've got a TB problem in their deer, which there is here in northern Michigan, TB does take out the weaker and the old animals.
It's God's
way. And they become coyote bait.
It's God's way of culling the herd, as
the disease will always be with us. What we are dealing with here and what we're showing people is the bug is nothing. The terrain, the biological terrain that you create in the intestinal tract and the healthiness of the tissue and the flesh of the animal is everything. And I'm going right back to the battle between Louis Pasteur and André Beauchamp. Beauchamp. You familiar with that?
I am not. I can't speak
well,
on an
Louis
authoritative
Louis Pasteur prevailed, and we got pasteurization. Beauchamp insisted that Pasteur was wrong and that the bug was nothing. And this notion of killing, you know, like pasteurizing milk to kill off your virulent pathogenic bacteria, it creates an environment that when this sterilized milk, that when it does become, and let's face it, when you buy milk from a grocery store and it goes bad, you don't want to drink that because it's putrid. But when you've got fresh milk right direct from a cow and you culture it properly, and the bacteria, the latent bacteria is naturally there in the cow's milk. It's part of the animal's immune system. It's part of the animal's microbiology of its intestinal tract and the whole animal. You got to have a healthy flora. And we have been able to achieve this through full spectrum mineralization. And by that, I mean simply we use things like ocean salt. We use kelp meal. We use desalinated ocean solids. And so what we are doing is getting full spectrum mineralization, mimicking what the life in the ocean has. And pathological studies have been done and have shown that there's no such thing as congenitive disease in ocean life. Whales up from 60 to 80 years of age have been pathologically studied. Tissue samples have been taken. And this study that I'm referring to was done back in the 40s and 50s. And it was an extensive study, and it was done privately. It wasn't done through the auspices of research at a university. It was done privately by a pathologist that wanted to know the truth. And what he found was that there was no degenerative disease in the ocean, that a 60 to 80-year-old whale, when he took tissue samples of the internal organs and he compared them to a newborn whale calf, he could not tell any difference. And so when we take these trace elements from the ocean and we put them into our cattle and we put them onto our land, it's interesting that grass, we now call it the terrestrial plankton, because it has the capability of taking up from the soil all 92 elements found in the ocean. It is the only terrestrial plant that will do that. The only thing that comes close to it is the sweet potato, which can pick up 78. The tomato can pick up about 56 or 57, I believe. I would encourage people, if they want to know more about this, there's excellent reading. Fertility from the Ocean Deep by Charles Walters.
Excuse me for interrupting you.
Sure,
but
go ahead.
We have a sponsor on this network that he basically sells you a kit how to grow your own wheatgrass.
Yeah.
And in this wheatgrass is more amino acids than you will find in beef, which has, I think, the most amino acids of any flesh that a human can ingest.
And you put the bovine animal out on grass, properly mineralized, full spectrum mineralization, and you're producing an animal that is going to have robust health, a health profile, and then you get into the kind of breeding program that I am, and you start having animals with longevity. You start having cows that go into old age in your herd, and they might produce 10, 15 and more calves. And we're talking about a level of efficiency and calving ease and calves being able to put on tremendous amounts of fat based on just grass and hay.
All right, we'll take this break here. We'll be right back. I'm speaking with Greg Neuendorf. We'll continue this discussion. And, Greg, I got to tell you, from our conversation last night, I had an indication you knew what you were talking about, but I am just absolutely blown away with your depth and your wealth of knowledge. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
I get in trouble with that bumper all the time because the only thing I want to do is listen to the music. Greg, I have been, for the last couple of years, I've been going to my local grocery store. Down here, they call it H-E-B, and I thought when I first came down here it was the Heeb Grocery Store System, but that's not the case. It's the initials of the founder of it. But they have been carrying more and more, how should we say, organic products.
Yes.
One of the big ones out on the market right now has, like Horizon products. They have they started out with milk and butter, I think it is, and they've spread it out to cottage cheese.
Do you know who owns Horizon?
I have no idea.
Dean Foods.
Really?
And Dean Foods is owned, I understand, by Sousa out of Switzerland. And you start looking at these organizations or these corporations, and you'll find that they are all members of the Prince of Wales Business Leaders Forum.
So, my
point... To learn more about that, you need to read Joan's book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince.
Well, I've been going to the store. I mean, buying, I mean, natural beef. And this is beef that's not hormone injected and not giving crazy amounts of antibiotics and so on and so forth. Free-range chickens, free-range chicken eggs.
Local producers.
Local producers.
Mm-hmm.
Trying my best to stay away from fast food. I said this on the air one day, and somebody called me up and warned me, well, you're going to get sued by Taco Bell. And I said, what? But Taco Bell, what do I have to do with Taco Bell? They said one day on your show that you said that Taco Bell uses beef that it's actually labeled grade D, fit for human consumption. And I said, that is true. And they said it was. Well, I thought you were just throwing that out there because you didn't like Taco Bell. I said, no, I don't make rash or irrational statements. I said, you can get sued by corporations if you misrepresent what they're doing and how they do it. I told him, I said, there's a good reason why you never see the Taco Bell trucks during the day doing deliveries, because they're unloading that ground beef that you're eating in your tacos and your burritos that's actually a grade D beef.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, God knows what the fillers and whatever else they put in there. But, I mean, this is all the hormone-injected and antibiotic-type beef, and I started paying attention to this about 4 or 5 years ago because... It dawned on me one day, I'm looking at children, they're all around us all the time, folks, they're little adults in training, and I started to notice something that these little schoolgirls, like 6th, 7th grade schoolgirls, they were fully developed, and I'm looking at this, I'm going, something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I started
we got a hormone problem, don't we?
Bingo, that's what I started, that's initially what I thought, and I started doing some research on it. And lo and behold, that is exactly what's happening. I mean, this is being passed in the food chain down to our children, and they're being injected, basically, not really injected, but they're ingesting hormone-laden stuff, and it's actually affecting the development of our kids.
That's correct.
I mean, it's just simply amazing. I'll tell you what, we've got a break here. Folks, we'll open up the lines into the next hour. 800-313-9443. Without going into too much detail, I'd like you to tell me more about this process that you're working on with the beef cows. Because the better cow, the less stuff that goes into that cow, the more natural it is, and the more natural the processing, and what we're actually putting on our dinner plates is the salvation. We already know the story about the processed foods, the foods that are grown in our soil that are burned out by chemical fertilizers. You know, science has always been telling us better living through chemistry. Well, pretty soon we're all going to be starting to glow at night. You're not going to need your night lights at home.
Good things to life.
There you go. We'll take the break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming right up.
You got hit.